You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Let's do this, everybody, on a Wednesday, Cinco de Mayo, May 5th, and a Thursday, May 6th. That is another edition of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every single bleeping day. Matt Derry with you as we talk Detroit Lions football. Lions are back, baby. Oh, yeah. Think about this for a second. Bears might have a rookie quarterback. Vikings defense is a mess. They might have a little quarterback controversy with Cousins or Mond. Aaron Rodgers leaving Green Bay. It all opens things up for the Holmes and Campbell fiesta. Oh, baby. Oh, I know. I'm excited, but hey, it's going to be a little bit of a while, but hey, it's exciting. Adam Terry is going to join us today, the former NFL offensive lineman, ex of Syracuse. He is now the current Syracuse football radio analyst, and we're going to talk about Ife Melifonwu, the Lions' second third-round pick. Adam has seen every game that Melifonwu has played, the cornerback from Syracuse that many fans are raving about, and many experts like the Lions are grabbing in that third round. And we're going to talk all about the newest Detroit Lions cornerback with Adam Terry coming up momentarily. Also on the show today, the Lions have a new tight end. We'll tell you about that. We are on Twitter, at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, at Locked On Lions, and also the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. Hope everybody's having a good Wednesday. The news of the day today, the Lions make it official. Darren Fells is back. The former Lion who has jumped around the NFL. I mean, we're talking Arizona for 3 years, Lions for one, Cleveland for one, and Houston for two. But all this guy does is catch touchdown passes, and he's productive. Darren Fells, the 35-year-old tight end who spent the last 2 years with the Texans, is back with the team and has signed a looks like a one-year deal with the Lions to return as the second tight end opposite of T.J. Hockenson. Now you have to figure with Dan Campbell, the Lions are going to be utilizing multiple tight end looks. Two tight ends, three tight ends, 12 personnel, as my man Ron Wolfley would say with the Arizona Cardinals radio. But you never know, 13 personnel. Regardless, Lions needed another tight end because yesterday Josh Hill, the 29-year-old tight end who had spent 8 years with the Saints, decided to retire instead of coming to Detroit. Now, some of the beat writers pointed out that when Josh Hill was introduced, we played some of the audio for you right here on Locked On Lions like months ago. When the Lions signed Josh Hill, he talked about how his family loved New Orleans. He had three kids. They were going to pick up and move to Detroit. And it sounds like he's just retiring and he's done with football. So he's out. And Darren Fells is in. Now, Fells started 13 games for the Lions back in 2017. You might remember him wearing number 87. 17 catches, 177 yards, three touchdowns. He's a good blocker. He's got real good size. He's tall. You utilize him in the red zone at 6'7", 270. And he's a pro. And he went to Houston and really thrived with Deshaun Watson and that offense, caught 34 balls in 2019 for 341 yards and seven touchdowns. And then last year, 21 catches, 312 yards, and four touchdowns. I believe, if I look, I thought Darren Fells last year, if I look at the game logs, and I cheat here a little bit, I think he had a touchdown on Thanksgiving Day against the Honolulu Blue and Silver Warriors, if I recall. Thanksgiving Day. No, he didn't play in that game. He didn't make any catches in that game. Man, I thought Fells had one of the touchdowns in that 41-25 debacle on Thanksgiving last year. But Darren Fells is a good football player, good guy to have in the locker room, and a nice signing for the Lions to replace Josh Hill. So Darren Fells is your newest Detroit Lion. Look, bottom line is this. It's an exciting time. For sure. Lions fans, I think, like the draft. They're into the players that they got. They see something that's building here. And now it's about putting it together and figuring out where some of these pieces and parts go. Where will Big Levi, the second-round pick, Onwuzurike play on that D-line? What about Aleem McNeil? What about Ife Melifonwu? We're going to talk about that with Adam Terry from the Syracuse Football Radio Network, their radio analyst, coming up next. Because there's some talk that Melifonwu could be moved to safety with his size at 6'2". First, though, Lions fans, listen up. Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC, is offering a complimentary bottle to all football fans in America. To get that complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, text DRAFT to 231-231. This unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone and total testosterone levels and increase energy and lean muscle mass. Plus, text now, and they'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, their most powerful fat incinerator ever, with key ingredients to help you get back into shape, absolutely for free. So text DRAFT to 231-231. That's DRAFT to 231-231. Message and data rates may apply. And hey, Locked On Lions today brought to you by 1010, a capsule collection of diamond rings that are responsibly sourced, limited edition designs at fair price points. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 creative styles of diamond rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Rings sure to bring joy into her life. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 female design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful ring ideal for engagement or this Sunday, folks, Mother's Day, or simply a beautiful conversation piece. They are perfect, a perfect way to bring light into her life. They're available now through Sunday only on BlueNile.com. To search the words 10x10. All right, this collection features high-quality fine jewelry that will surprise and delight and fairly price, so you can give her something special and truly meaningful. All right, seriously. If you're on the hunt for the perfect unique ring that she'll treasure forever, check it out. All right? It won't be around for long, so find them by searching the words 10x10 only at BlueNile.com. All right, we mentioned it before. Really love the second, third round pick the Lions had in Ifeatu Melifonwu, the cornerback from my alma mater, Syracuse, joining us now to talk a little bit about this young man. He is a former Syracuse football player, a seven-year NFL vet along the offensive line. Adam Terry, now the radio analyst on the Syracuse Football Network. Adam, thanks so much.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Tell me about Ife a little bit. I know this is a kid that Lions fans are excited about, and some say is a steal in round three. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, when you look at his career throughout Syracuse, there was a lot of hype when he first came in. Tall, rangy guy that, as he started to develop, you saw his brother leave UConn with all these accolades, get drafted in the second round. And then Ife, everybody kind of put a magnifying glass on. He had to gain weight, which he did. You know, he had to get acclimated to the speed out on the field, which he did. And he's been a real program guy that's been able to develop over the past couple of years. This year, I expected a big jump for him. You had Andre Sisco, who was supposed to be in the back end, who got drafted by the Jacksonville Jaguars in the third round. You also had Trill Williams, who left early, became an undrafted free agent, goes down to New Orleans. Then you had a guy on the other side, Garrett Williams Jr., who was unproven. Well, you take away Andre Sisco, you take away Trill Williams after an opt-out halfway through the season, and Ife was on an island quite a bit, and it was an island that he locked down. So his long range, good top end speed with above average athleticism turned him into what I've seen as a lockdown corner in the ACC. Now, how does that translate into the next level? He left early. So he left a year early, got drafted in the third round by Detroit, and now it's going to be how well can he get coached up. He has the tools, he has the skill set, and then how fast can that correlate into the NFL?
You mentioned 6'2", real long arms, a bigger corner, and obviously we've seen, including the year earlier when the Lions drafted Jeffrey Okuda, number 3 overall, not tiny by any stretch, but not 6'2". You got to keep up with these wide receivers. There's so much speed in the game now. The size is there. What about the wheels, though?
Yeah, 4.48 speed. So, you know, what he has is mid 4.4 range. Very good in man coverage. He'll secure the hip. He'll run with them. He's not going to get beat down the field because what he might lack, and I'm saying lack at a 4.4 speed, he gains in that length. Long-armed guy, when the great ball skills, so when the ball is up there, he can pinpoint that ball and high point it. So a lot of pass breakups, I believe, 8 2 years ago, 9 this year, with about 54 tackles this year. So athletic, has the speed, and isn't afraid to stick his nose into a fight.
That I like to hear. Former Baltimore Raven tackle, offensive lineman Adam Terry, and former Syracuse O-lineman as well, now the color analyst on the radio side for Syracuse, Adam Terry, as I mentioned, with us here. Talk a little bit about Ife Melifonwu. The notion that he was taken in the third, yet everybody's calling this a steal. Why didn't he, you think, go higher than and maybe go earlier in the draft?
You know, it's beauty's in the eye of the beholder. You know, he probably had some second-round grades. People did like him coming out of the Reese Senior Bowl. I think a lot of people had him on that second-round board. But, you know how the draft goes, right? People start to slip. You know, there was a run early in the draft on quarterbacks. Then some people slipped. I think it's a good sweet spot for him. Yes, you would love to see him go in the second round, but I think Detroit with a new staff and for Ify, getting in and being able to play will be a good thing for him. You know, he's a grinder. So the one thing I will say about Ify, and the one thing I really everybody should acknowledge, is Syracuse had a depleted secondary, and I spoke of that a little bit earlier. But the one thing that I truly was impressed by was there was no opt-out. Syracuse was 1-10. He was a leader in the locker room, tried to get everybody motivated to go out there every week, and he did his job, and he did his job above average, which led him into this. So the intangibles that you see that I really took away from this season was we knew his athleticism, we knew his coverage ability, but it was also that leadership behind the scenes when Syracuse was having an abysmal year that he stayed with the program and really did himself a service and worked his way up that draft board.
You mentioned some thought he was a second-round pick. You yourself a second-round pick. So, you know, take me back to 05. Did you think you were going number 64? And, you know, take me now into the mind of a guy like Melifonwu. Is there a chip on your shoulder, and you think there'll be a chip on his?
Well, you know, it's you read the draft boards, you read the sites, you read the blogs, and now it's not even that. You see, you know, a buddy of mine, Daniel Jeremiah, who's out there every week on NFL Network, and I was on the Mel Kiper big board. You know, all of those things mean something until they call your name. And then once they've called your name, it doesn't mean anything. So, you know, I think for a guy like Ife, yes, he would have loved to go on in the second round, but I think he's got a very humbling understanding of what the NFL is. He was able to watch his brother, and his brother came in a second-round pick, bounced around a little bit, is out with the San Francisco 49ers, I believe, now. So that firsthand leads him into he understands that the NFL is a business. It also stands for not for long, and you have to go out there and produce. And like I was saying a little bit prior, I think the one thing that you can take away from Ife this year is just – how dedicated and committed to his craft when everything else around him in the Syracuse program was not going very well.
Adam Terry with me. I want to ask him about some scuttlebutt and talk about maybe moving Melifonwu to safety. He's got the size to do it. We'll get into that coming up next. First, though, betonline.ag, the fastest, easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Baseball season in full swing. Track all of it at Bet Online. And, of course, you've got the NBA and NHL wrapping up here. Then we get into the playoffs. You want to put some money down, do so at betonline.ag. They got all the latest news, odds, information on the website, along with, of course, all the gambling stuff. So don't sit on the sidelines anymore. It's your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Get to betonline.ag right now. Promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON. And you'll receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline is your online sportsbook experts. And our friends at Built Bar, folks, the best tasting protein bar ever. You will absolutely love these things. Built Bars are amazing. Why? Because they're good for you and they taste great. 100% covered in chocolate. My favorite flavor, you know, I always love the cookies and cream, the coconut brownie chunk that I had this morning. 9 delicious flavors, all there for you. And like I said, good for you as well. Get that mixed box where you'll get 2 of each of the 9 flavors that they're offering right now. Order today and get that raspberry or mint brownie or whatever you like as well by going to BuiltBar.com. Use the promo code LOCKED15, that's LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your first order. Promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off. Folks, they're the best. It is BuiltBar.com. All right, talking a little Ife Melifonwu, the Lions' second third-round pick, the defensive back out of Syracuse, with a man who's seen every game that he's played, Cuse radio analyst Adam Terry. And Adam, what about this talk of maybe moving Melifonwu to safety? I wanted the Lions to grab a safety in this draft. They didn't. Is there a chance that could happen, do you think?
I think he's got the skill set. You know, the one thing that I was impressed with Ife is his ability to play man coverage, his ability to get into the hip pocket and run with the receiver, his length, his athleticism. But it would be an interesting thing. You know, with Syracuse, the way that they ran their defense, they were in a 3-3-5 stack, and he was a corner. You had, like I said earlier, you had a guy like Andre Sisco playing safety. You had Trill Williams, who ended up being an undrafted free agent playing safety. So it wasn't necessary for him to do that. It is an intriguing thing because he has this great skill set as a cover corner. Why not put him out on the field at some capacity, get him beefed up a little bit, play the safety position? But I think if you're – that's a short-term objective, that would be to get him out on the field. Not opposed to it, but I like what he's doing right now at the corner position.
It's interesting you mentioned Syracuse winning one game last year. I know last year was a nightmare for a lot of people, and with the pandemic, playing games in front of no fans and everything else. I don't think you guys were allowed to travel to the games, were you, Adam, last year?
No. You know, we got to see the refurbished dome, which was, you know, you as an alum are going to be awestruck when you first walk in. It's a really cool venue that feels like more of a basketball arena watching a football game.
Yeah.
So a little bit more intimate. But, yeah, going on the road, it was non-existent. You know, I'm traveling from Rochester, New York to Syracuse, taking about an hour. So that was my commute. And then we were able to utilize Newhouse. And, you know, as you know, Newhouse is the upper echelon of communication schools in the country. And it was based on Syracuse campus. So what we did is we were watching from a live feed that gave us probably 30 seconds prior so we could have a good call of the game. But it was interesting.
Yeah.
You've got a 30-inch television in front of you, and that's how you're calling the football game.
But I'll say this about Melifonwu, like, to have a good year, like you mentioned, Sisco gets hurt, like, in warm-ups. And then is out for the year. Williams, you mentioned, leaves. So it's like you're on a bad team. There's no fans in the state. That could you find out about a kid. And the Lions, with Brad Holmes as GM and Dan Campbell as coach, they're really trying to find these young guys that kind of fit their culture of grinders, like you said. So I do like this fit, but give the kid credit. He really played well under some bad circumstances, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've been on bad teams, and, you know, as a not as a Detroit Lion fan, but, you know, acknowledging what Detroit has been in some of the seasons that they've had,
right?
Not a very good football team.
Yeah.
And I think Dan Campbell, like you said, he's looking for a guy that's a grinder, has a lunch pail mentality, that you're going to clock in and you're going to clock out. You're going to get enough reps that you're going to be able to develop over a period of time. So I like the fit. You know, if he is a quiet guy towards the media, but he's a heck of a football player, and I'm really excited. I was nervous, right? You don't know at the end of the season,
right? Yeah.
When the guy says, "Hey, you know, I'm gonna take my step and I'm gonna see what I can do at the next level." So I was a little bit nervous, but then once you saw the accolades start to come in, as well as the invite to the Senior Bowl, where he could get in front of, you know, coaches and scouts that really have a pulse on what they're looking for, what they need, and ability level. You know, that's kind of where he, because at the beginning of the season, I'll be honest, when guys started at Syracuse saying, hey, you know, I'm going to leave, I'm going to go to the league, I might opt out, I might do this, I wasn't really sure if, besides a guy like Andre Cisco, had the ability to do that. But by the end of the season, coaches throughout the league, he had a lot of respect throughout the league, that he showed up every day, the way that he played, and, you know, just the high level that he was still playing at on a bad season for Syracuse football.
Give me 1 minute on Aleem McNeil. I know you've seen him play. Syracuse has played NC State, ACC rivalry, and you and I could go back and forth on that. I'm a big East basketball guy, so it still pains me, Adam. But you saw McNeil play at NC State. What do you think of that pick for the Lions?
Yeah, I like him. You know, he's, you know, you're not going to be impressed. He's not that 6'7", 300-pound defensive tackle like a Calais Campbell, but he's a spark plug. He's, you know, 6'2", 320 pounds. He pops off the ball really well. I kind of see him more as a one-gap player rather than absorbing a two-gap technique. But he's impressive. He's always in the backfield. He uses leverage very well. He turns the shoulders of that offensive lineman in order to create pressure, because it's not always running through the sternum or the center of that offensive lineman. Sometimes it's getting him on an angle, especially on some of these zone blocking schemes that are very prevalent now in college football and the NFL, and getting across face. So I like what he can do. He's got a lot of pop, and he played with a lot of energy. When you see NC State on your, as you're doing prep for games, yeah, he's the guy that pops out to you.
Nice.
Especially on that defense.
Well, Lions, three of their first four picks on defense was much needed, no question. Big Adam Terry, you're the man. Thanks, buddy.
All righty. Thank you. Have a great day now.
There's Adam Terry from Syracuse, the radio analyst for the Orange, and giving us some great insight on Ife Melifonwu. On our Wednesday edition of Locked On Lions, right here on the Locked On Podcast Network, we will talk to you again tomorrow.